And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a jam-packed show this week of jam. It's packed up and that. We haven't really sorted anything out, but we have got loads to talk about. And it's a Punker Pages special. More will be revealed after this from the Septic Psychos.
I think it's time for another beer. Smoky time is getting near. Another one. You've got them all, but time has gone. So now you think we're gonna do? Gonna release some there or two. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. You have your mind, so you're to go. I'm walking home in the snow. Drink more and more. Next thing you know, it's in the middle of. So you get lots of money here. You won't get no fucking beer.
That was Septic Psychos, Tony, and More Beer.
Nice.
Which is from their new album, Rotten and Rancid. It's the second track we played from them.
That's the old Riot Squad, yeah? Riot Septic Psychos, or members of Riot Squad.
Yeah, members of, I think it's Cheers, isn't it? And quite possibly Ched. Maybe other people starting with Ch. I don't know. I'll have a look. I'm just looking on the back of the CD. I can't find the information right now because I'm such a penis. Anyway, that's come via Punker Pages. Now, they've brought out the Punker Pages directory. Oh, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Septic Psychos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Septic Psychos?
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie being the internet nil, but this is an interesting week that I think I can still win. Okay. You listen to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. The Punker Pages directory is like the Yellow Pages, only it's smaller and it's white pages, but it's done out like the Yellow Pages. But there's a fist punching a book rather than two fingers doing the walking. I like it. The website is punkerpages.com. And it's a directory of all the record labels that do punk in the UK, etc., etc., and beyond, I think. Oh, yeah, it's all of them. It's a really good list.
Okay.
But it's also has Here Punk, page 22 of Punker Pages. Here Punk, and it's got, first off, the Radio 1 Punk Show, Mike Davis, you know, that rubbish. Mm. Right, then underneath that, it's got Punky Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. But I have a feeling we could maybe do to send them an updated listing, because it says Punky is a weekly podcast which features four great X-rated songs and is hosted by Paul B. Evans and Tony Hearn. We feature a different word of the week, or sometimes a phrase of the week, and we feature our favourites in the Punky Dictionary, which you can find on this site, punkyradio.com. So, yeah, we're double the size of that now. So I clearly have got to update our listing in Punker Pages, which I didn't know was there. The only other two punk shows they have listed are That's Not Skanking, TNS Radio, Hi Guys, and Maximum Rock and Roll Radio from San Francisco. So yeah, it's really, really nice to be listed there. Thank you very much, Punker Pages, and we are dedicating the whole show to you. So every single track this week has come through Punker Pages, because they're a label as well, and kind of a DIY label that lots of other DIY labels are associated with them and what have you, and that, and they've just started bringing stuff out, and so we've got pages 1, 3, five and four here, the CDs here. So we've got some of their first releases, basically. And it's really, really good. It's very useful, for me, going, oh, that's how I get in touch with those people. And, yeah, a very nice listings operation you have got going there, Punker Pages. And there is a digital version online at punkerpages.com. Right, so I'm not talking about MySpace this week, Tony, because basically my computer just messed up just as I was trying to get the MySpace comments. So thank you for your MySpace comments. They will be back next week, I promise you. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Right, now I'm going to crack on with the next song. Is that right, Tony?
That sounds good to me.
All right, so this is the next one. Now, this has come through from Punker Pages. It's a band called The Tans, and I have managed to leave. It's a vinyl split EP with Greenland Whale Fishers, who will be coming up later on in the show as well. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Tans MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheTans.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TheTansB69. The title of this track is De Valera, who is a well-known figure in the Irish Rebellion that took place, and eventually the freedom from the shackles of the British Union that happened around about, when are we on about, early 1900s, wasn't it?
No idea.
No, you haven't. I've got a rough idea. But my Irish history is shaky as it goes. Anyway, enjoy this. This is The Tans.
And we left the De Valera government to frolic with the German and later with the Japanese representative to their heart. Jump always wait.
That's the Tans, Tony. Devil Air, that rocks. No, nice. Basically, there's no let up on this show. In the email that I sent you about the music, can you remember what I said?
They don't mess about.
I said this label does not mess about. There are no ballads here.
Oh yeah, I was
and there really aren't. And thanks so much to Chris from Punker Pages for sending all this through. I'm a bit all over the place, aren't I? I've had a massive week this week, Tony. I will be talking about it shortly in this show soon, but lots of different things have happened, and it's been 5 nights in a row and 1 afternoon gig, so I've done 6 gigs in 5 days since we last spoke. I've been all over the shop with varying degrees of success and varying and each night, but so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, each day has had a story associated with it that I may not get the chance to tell you today, but I'll get through as much as I can. Well, the one is no is right now, Tony. We will be finding about, because you've had some bit of news as well, but for now, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do, but we are seriously running out. It is now May, as you all know, so please do vote for us. New month, we've had the total of 1 vote so far from Marcus. Thanks, Marcus. So do vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read them out when you send them. So please do send them. Much appreciated. And here we go with the top five. Punky, winning here. No election debate can change that. Punky AA. And that's from Steph. Finally voting. Thank you, Steph.
Is that as good as she gets?
Yeah.
Your missus. And that's as good as she gets with a comment.
Yeah.
Swag. Thank you very much, Steph. That's very kind of you.
Good God. You guys are awesome. Keep punking. From Drummer M. Thanks, Drummer M.
Good point. Yeah. You are also awesome, Drummer M. Thank you very much. Or, as I like to call you, Drummer M.
Drummer M. Vote. Spam Javelin. From Dr. Spoon.
Oh.
Thank you, Dr. Spoon.
See, it seems like we only hear from Dr. Spoon at voting time, don't we?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I've heard anything else from him. No.
Not for a long time, but I like Dr. Spoon.
Yeah.
Is he still on Button Moon?
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not singing because I'm eating...
That's cool.
A cheese and ham and Dijonnaise mustard sandwich on wholemeal farmhouse bread.
Oh, very nice.
That was bought fresh from the baker today, yeah.
Mind Stompers, cool song from Marjack.
It is a very cool song. They're a very cool band, but I haven't heard any more. I should really not have had this mouthful of bread before I started talking. They are very, very good, and I'm hoping to get some more from them. We'll see. Leprechaun Beer.
And finally, Tar. When Paul B. Edwards calls you a dirty little perv, you know you've got a problem. Probably perfectly correct. Thanks a million for the tunes. Tell Zombine and her skeletons to hurry up with the new album. Punky needs it. Top show yet again. We'll have to think of some more acts to request. One question I've got is, the other week I sat through that 100 Greatest Stand-Up Comedians show on Channel 4. Who would you have put in your top three? Punky presented excluded, of course. A Poog, a Poog, Anders. Cheers, Anders.
Anders, I don't know when I've called you a dirty little perv, but you clearly deserved it. Also, I'm afraid you do have to include one of the Punky presenters in the top 100 comedians of all time. It is, of course, Tony, the funniest man to ever walk this earth.
There you go.
And all those top 100 thingies, they just fuck me off, all those things. So I'm not getting involved.
Nah, they change them all the time as well. It's just...
It's a zeitgeist. It's whatever's going on that week. Whoever's the flavour of the month that week. Thing that pissed me off is just how it's like when they do the top 50 best albums of all time, whichever year, whichever magazine it is, you know, there will be a Beatles album in there, but it won't necessarily be Sgt. Pepper. It might be the White Album, or it might be Revolver, whichever one is that week. And then they have or there'll be a David Bowie album in there, but it might be Aladdin Sane, it might be Ziggy Stardust, it might be Low. You know, it's always a different one depending on which journalist is doing it. And then you get some shit, like whoever's been in the chat, like you'll get the fucking Verve will be in there or something, or Snow Patrol will be in there just because they've been in the charts the week before. And you're like, fuck's sake. Quite clearly, Ooh Walla Walla by King Kurt, the Psychobilly Sergeant Pepper, should always be in the top 50, but I don't believe I've ever seen it listed in a single one.
No, I don't think I have. No. But that's it for Podcast Alley.
Greenland Whale Fishers, Lorelei.
Possibilities in my way. I remember when I first came to London. It was 3 p.m. on a Sunday. I went to my flat and I knew this was heaven. Ran on 27 steps down into the pub next door. And there came a guy and made it bitter. When he closed in town, we kissed on the floor. I can still feel it psychic around me. If I try to get some sleep, you start hurting on my main gun, but I need it like a problem, me. So let's say life is sick and rotten. Every corner of my brain is a mess. All that I can see is pillows of nothing, and the sound of echo emptiness. So take me back to the streets of last summer, up and down the King's Cross Road. I watch the Western come over here. Just a cup of came and drained my pockets. There is nothing left but sorrow and fears. I can still feel it psychic around me. If I try to get some sleep, you start hollering at my name again. But I need it, I keep on me. I thought the Christ, I can't remember. Black instant, I fell into this ditch. But I know it was the 4th of September, and a knife was drawn from the tower bridge. While the moon rose high, I get a strange threesome and feeling. The streets became a strange, you know, smell of petrol and weed. You open up your heart, got addicted, and it's not in love until I OD. I can still feel it psychic around me. If I try to get some sleep, you start hollering at my name. You're going to tell you that I can pound me.
You sounded very sexy then, Tony.
Did I?
When you went, okay. Shall we go for the next bit? I went, oh yeah, let's go for the next bit. That was Greenland Whale Fishers and Lorelei, fresh from Punker Pages. Thank you to Chris and everyone up there for sending us the stuff. That is on a vinyl split EP with the Tans, who are the band we played previously to that. And you will notice that that was some right proper sort of Pogues punk thing going off. You know how Irish music is often described as diddly D music?
Yeah.
I'm calling the Greenland Whale Fishers gravelly D music, because it is that diddly D with all the tin whistles all that going on. It's like that. Excellent stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, I've finished now. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Greenland Whale Fishers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Greenland Whale Fishers.
It is, yeah. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you realise it's Fishers.
Fishers. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're saying fishes, but it's fishers,
right,
as in fishermen. Greenland Whale Fishers. Yeah, yeah, it is. Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet 1. listening Dead 60s underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. I know it might seem a bit like I'm rushing through the show this week. I'm not. I just know that there are going to be some long stories coming out, and one of them could be now. Okay. Oh, also, I'm getting a new flooring in my bathroom, do you mind?
Oh, excellent.
A little bit, which I'm quite excited about. It does mean I've got to pull up carpet after we've made Punky. Oh, the rock and roll lifestyle I lead. Actually, when you hear what I've done over last week, you probably think it will. I did a gig in Weybridge last Wednesday. Lovely Weybridge, really nice place. And a really nice pub full of really nice people. And it was a really early start, and I was on first, and I was back. I was home by 11 o'clock.
Nice.
And I got in, well, I got in at 5 to 11, turned on the TV in time for the lottery draw, and nearly shot me bolt, Tone. The first four numbers that came out were my numbers in order.
Oh, wow.
And it was only when the fourth one came out that I sort of registered and went, oh my God, these are my numbers. Then the next two weren't.
Oh.
If I had that realisation, I could have got the last two, I'm convinced. Anyway, it wasn't a big pot on Wednesday night, so I won 37 quid.
Oh, no.
Four numbers, 37 quid. Still, it's better than a slap across the face with a wet fish.
This is true. Do you it just play true. The one line or two?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, and these were on the former Mrs. Edwards' numbers as well, which meant that she got four numbers as well.
Okay.
So that's 74 quid, sort of, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of, if you think about it like that. If she still does it, she might not still do it. I imagine she did. Anyway, that was all quite sad, wasn't it? So that was good. And then Thursday, I had a gig in Henley on Thames, but it was cancelled. And then later that day, I got a better gig in Sutton Coldfield. So I went to Sutton Coldfield, and I couldn't understand why the Harry Potter material that I did about Platform 9 and 3/4 went down so well at the gig until a member of the audience pointed out, they piped up. I said to them, I went, that doesn't normally go down as well as that, you know. Like, you've all really, really laughed at that. And someone shouted out, you do realise where you are, don't you? Went, yeah, of course. And I was in the station pub on Station Street by the station in Sutton Coldfield. Half the people in there were British Rail operatives. They were bound to go for platform material.
Nice.
That was quite nice. Friday night, I headlined a gig in Bedford that I wish I hadn't. It was just a bit boring. And then Saturday, I went to Bath. I'm rushing through this bit as well. Saturday, I went to Bath, where I was on in the middle of a big gig in a place called Comedia. I don't know, it probably holds 300 or 400 people, and it was full.
Oh, wow.
First act didn't do that well. Compare was good. I went on in the middle and had just a brilliant gig. Just a really, really enjoyable time. And when I came off stage, the headline act, Roger Munkhouse, a good friend of mine from way back, walked in, and not realising that on the way in, a bird had done a massive shit on his head. Not a woman.
Oh, okay.
Because like, it had been raining outside. And I suppose he hadn't noticed in amongst the rain that this bird he was covered in bird shit. It was all down his head, all down his t-shirt, all down his shorts on, all down his shorts, even down onto his flip-flop. And he hadn't noticed. And when he'd walked in, bless him, the staff there were way too polite to say to him, excuse me, Mr. Munkhouse, you appear to be covered in bird shit. So he just said, hello, I'm the headline act. And they said, oh, come this way. And just let him walk through the whole crowd, everyone just covered in bird shit. I just walked in the dressing room, what the fuck are you doing? He went, what are you all laughing at? He went, have a look in the mirror. He's just covered in bird shit. Anyway, so that was that. And then on Sunday, I did the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year in the afternoon. He loved it. And it wasn't at what was planned, in that it was supposed to be out on an outdoor stage, but the weather was so bad, they moved it inside into the Students' Union in Luton. And it just meant there was hardly any crowd there. So it was really hard work for the comics, but they all did a sterling effort. And well done to Jay Foreman for winning. I think he was one of the favourites. He was one of the pre-show favourites, I think. But he did do very well. And he won 100 quid.
Oh,
so
cool.
Well done, Jay. Yeah, out of my fucking pocket.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah, but it's all right. It's all because I'm working. It's all about building, isn't it, Tony? It's all about building, and I'm building this baby for next year. So, and then at night, I had my gig in Bedford at the Pad, sold out gig, first time in a year. And then afterwards, the club night, which I DJ'd at, was sold out as well.
Oh, nice one.
How about that? So, possibly the highlight of the night was down in the subway by Soft Cell, as played by me. And something happened in the car on the way up. One of the other acts in the car, it was saying, me and Roch were playing Scorpios by Adam and the Ants. And then I mentioned Soft Cell down in the subway. And this bloke shouted out, is there any music you don't like that has massive homosexual undertones? And I said, no, but they do sound like a really good tribute act. For a camp giant Irish punk rock band. and giggled for the rest of the journey. So yeah, and then that all wrapped up, and I got home about half two, I think I got home. And then I played poker online drunk and halved my chip stack when I put eight million chips on a pair of fours. Basically some bloke made a massive raise. I thought I'd got in with 800,000. I hadn't. I'd got 8 million there, which was half my chips. And I went to press fold, but I was drunk and I hit the wrong button. It could have been brilliant, but yeah, I just lost 8 million chips and went, oh, curse you, beer and internet.
Well, at least it wasn't a paid game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it was I think that's the most damage I did to myself last week, so it isn't so bad. Right then, how long have I been whittling on for there? Ages? Should we go
8 minutes? Next?
Good Lord, I told you this would happen. This is yet another song, as they all are, from Punker Pages, punkerpages.com. I will ask you the website now. This is by a band called The Fuckwits, Tony.
Right.
What I want to know is, what is the Fuckwits MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Fuckwits Music?
No, MySpace.com/ Fuckwits.
Nice.
I just like a Fuckwit. Fuckwits. This is Fun Police.
Someone else is here. should go to the sun. Tell us to shut up. Don't get arrested by the phone police. Fill the streets. Don't get arrested by the phone police. Fill the streets. Don't get arrested by the phone police. And the sky.
Fuck wits.
Nice.
Right then, Tony. So, what I didn't say was it's Tony 2, poorly being the internet 2. If I sound a tiny little bit clearer than I did just now, I've actually removed the pop filter from my mic because we've been having a few issues with my amazing new compressor mic being a bit too bloody good.
Just seems quite loud, but maybe it's just me.
Maybe.
Might be.
Maybe.
We'll see.
I was wondering, Tony, whether you'd had the chance to look into this thing GoDaddy, because I haven't, I don't seem to be able to remember anything about it.
All right. Well, I've had a quick look. So, as far as I can tell, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders. And it's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
They're SSLs.
Oh.
And that will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
No, that's not the best news of all, Tony.
Isn't it?
No, the best news of all for me is because I got four numbers on the fucking lottery. But anyway, go for it again. Sorry.
If you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7.
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's...
PUNKY8.
And that will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Well, actually, mate, I don't know if it is anymore.
Yeah, it might not be.
This exchange rate's a bit buggered, isn't it? So I think I'll have to go with, is it because your clients use them?
Yay!
Yeah, excellent.
And also, there is Punky 9. That's...
Punky 9.
And that will give you 30% of all .com domains. And also, there are now three additional codes. Firstly, Punky20H. That's...
Punky20H.
And that will give you 20% off hosting plans. And secondly, Punky25. That's...
Punky25.
And that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally, Punky SSL. That's...
Punky SL.
With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Wasted life, outclassed.
Don't understand the house, big car, suburban your land.
Right, so that was Wasted Life, who have come via Punker Pages. I think I've got... Have I got their album here? I have got their album here. I have their album here. It's called Wasted Life. And it's a split, actually. It's a split album with Rat Monkey, who you'll be hearing from as well. So there's six tracks from Wasted Life and eight from Rat Monkey. What I want to know is, what is Wasted Life? Some of the names of bands. What should we call ourselves? What about Rat Monkey? Yeah, brilliant. what is Wasted Life's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WastedLifeMusic?
No, MySpace.com/WastedLife77. That's the number 77. So that's probably been Internet 3, Tony 2. You know, I did think I might win it this week. Feeling pretty good about that. So yeah, basically, check out all of these bands. I'm not sure whether they'll be on our MySpace page till later in the week, because we haven't got some of them on our MySpace yet. I'm in the process of adding them as we speak. So hopefully... they'll get on the MySpace page later in the week if you haven't missed any of these. But do check them out. And as I say, there's one bloke who's going to be loving this show. He's called Bill. He lives in New York.
Yeah.
He's That's loving true. The punk rock this week, I'm telling you. So, listen, man. We've got the Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week. I had a dream about the Planet Smashers earlier this week.
Did you? Did it involve whiskey?
No, it didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, it didn't. It involved me going on tour with them, and they all had red shirts on.
Right.
My dreams aren't as good as they used to be.
At least they're in colour now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, true, yeah. Yeah. Fair point. So, have you got a gig guide this week?
I haven't. No. No one's been in touch. But if you do have a gig to promote, it could be your gig or a gig in your area, or just want to talk about something. Email me, tony@funkyradio.com. Just tell me the band's name and the venue details, and I shall promote it. It is an international gig guide after all, so anywhere in the world is fine.
Yeah. And it's worth it. I mean, if only one extra person comes to the show as a result of hearing this, it's worth it, isn't it?
Exactly.
So,
free publicity.
And I reckon probably the reason that you haven't got an international gig guide is probably Gordon Brown's fault.
Probably. Oh, well, it is a busy week, I suppose.
It seems like everything else is Gordon Brown's fault at the moment. The poor bloke can't do anything right, can he? When John Higgins was exposed with the Russians, and I'm surprised he didn't go, oh, that bloody Gordon Brown, isn't it? And then we go, oh, yeah, bloody Gordon Brown, yeah. He'd have been all right then. He should have had me as an advisor. I said, just blame Gordon Brown. And he goes, oh, good thinking, yeah, good thinking. Poor old Gordon Brown. I thought what he did with that bloody Duffy woman was completely fine.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it was just, how many times have you gone, yeah, mate, that's right, yeah, yeah, of course, yeah, walked off going, dickhead. You know, that's all he did. That's all he did. It's a human thing to do. I don't think he needed to apologise. I think he should have gone, well, I thought she was a bigot.
Yeah.
And everyone's gone, fair enough, Gordon. You are the Prime Minister.
I'd be quite interested to hear the opposite side of this story, the David Cameron side. If you did the same thing to him, what he'd be saying behind people's backs or going off out of it.
Because he would be far worse, wouldn't he? A bloody troll.
Bloody oiks.
Bloody oiks getting under my feet. Bloody oiks ruining the chrome on the front bumper of my 4x4 and I knock him over in the street driving through Eton. What would Nick Clegg say? Nothing. He's just nice, Nick Clegg, isn't he? He's just nice, Nick Clegg. He's nice to everybody. Hey, guys. Hey, stop fighting, you other parties. Hey, guys, we got to do all this together. Hey, let's just be nice. All I'm doing is offering a different way forward. Hey, let's do it like this. It'll be really cool, yeah. Everything's going to be really cool. Vote Lib Dem. Everything will be really cool. We won't have that bloke with the funny head and that posh bloke arguing. It'll just be me going, hey, everyone, looks like there's a global recession. Puh, never mind, we're in yellow. And that ends a party political broadcast on behalf of the Paul Party. Anyway, will you be voting on Thursday, Tony?
I think so, yeah. I have to vote in Kirkby, so I think it's on Thursday, so I can drive past on the way to band practice and vote. Otherwise, yeah, it's a 28 mile round trip.
You're going to do a drive by voting?
Yeah. So. I think our local candidate, there's the Liberal Democrats candidate, he was kicked off the council apparently for spending too much money at some point.
Oh dear.
I think
he's
the one who was responsible for hiring the sugar babes at the Ashfield show.
Well, there is a good shout for voting locally, not voting with a view to a party, but the person locally who's going to do the most for you locally, and often it's not the way you would naturally vote at a party political level, is it? So,
no.
If the man's an idiot, vote for someone who's not. Yeah. But wasn't the Hoon? Isn't the Hoon in?
The Hoon's he's gone now.
He's gone, is he?
Yeah, he's quit. So there's another lady standing in his place. I think they've drafted him from somewhere. She's certainly not local.
Right. Okay.
I'm a bit out of it, really. I'm kind of like mid moving, so I'm kind of not part of this place, and I'm still in Kirkby in terms of that. Yeah. So
it's going to be a very interesting election on Thursday when we make the next punky. We'll probably have a new Prime Minister.
Or two,
yeah. Gonna be a nightmare, won't it? You get the Chuckle Brothers.
To me.
Who's doing the budget? To me, to you. To me, to you. That wouldn't be a bad idea, would it? Vote Chuckle. What are you going to do about defence? Oh, we're going to creosote it. Right, so we do the next song, mate.
It's a bit of
a laugh this week, isn't it? It's a Punker Pages special. Do check out Punker Pages, P-U-N-K-E-R, pages.com. Thanks to Chris for sending us all this great music through. This is a band called Running Riot. Tone, right, okay. And I am going to ask you about... I've got their album here right now. I'm just checking. This isn't a split album. This is a full one. This is Running Riot. The album's called Boots and Ballads. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is Running Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Running Riot?
No, MySpace.com/Running Riot official site. And there's no G on running. It's Running Riot official site, which makes it probably be an internet for Tony 2. This is King of the Swig.
King of the Swing.
So you're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's OK.
Forest finished third in the championship.
Right.
Which, so they are in the playoffs, and it means that we play the sixth place side, who, as of last day of the season, became Blackpool. Now, that's a bit of a nightmare, because Blackpool have got this kind of... There was this 1953 FA Cup final known as the Matthews final, and it's always, they're steeped in history, and it's all the best ever English footballer played for Blackpool, and they've been in the doldrums for 50 years, and now suddenly they've got an outside shot at the Premiership, and wouldn't it be lovely? It'd be a dream story, and everyone's going, oh, lovely Blackpool in their orange skirts, in their orange shirts with the nonsense. And I'm just going, no, fuck that, I want Forest to beat them.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of these situations where it's going to be Nottingham against the rest of the country. It's a bit of a pain, really. So we'll see what happens. The first leg is next Saturday. The second leg, which is the one at the City Ground, is Wednesday after. So I'll no doubt be either happy or sad come next Monday, and potentially happier or sadder the show after, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That does make sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One little thing I forgot to say about when we did the Bedfordshire New Comedian of the Year competition on Sunday afternoon, one of the judges is a girl who works for Radiolab. Have you heard of Radiolab, Tone?
Yeah.
I hadn't either. They're a community radio station local to Luton, but they've got quite a big thingy.
The
radius.
Oh, right.
The coverage. They get sort of all the way up to Milton Keynes and down Leighton Buzzard and over sort of northeast as far as Steeple Morden. Oh yeah, it's Radiolab 97.1. And I had a chat with them, and I'm going to be going for talks about me doing a show on there.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, completely forgot about that. More of that in the future, but it'll be kind of like Punky. I mean, you know, we won't be able to get away with saying things like fuck. But I will be playing a lot of the bands that we play on the show now. My plan is to play on there and do not exclusively music from other countries, but to do what we do here, which is unsigned and small label, give an extra outlet to bands that send us their stuff. So more important than ever, really, if you are a band and you've got a new album out, make sure you do send it to us at Punky Radio, PO Box 266, Hertfordshire SG69BR. And once we get May out of the way, because this is a season of label specials, we'll be back to it. Also, you can still enter the Bridget Handley in the Dark Shadows competition that we set last week. I'm not going to remind you about it this week, other than to say listen to last week's show again for details. If you haven't entered already, you get to win two EPs and a t-shirt. We've had a few entries already, all of which are correct, so it is going to be a case of pulling something out of the bag, so to speak, for the winner. But yeah, you've got another week. We'll do the answers next week. I think that's fair.
Yep, that sounds fair.
Yeah. Cool. And I finally heard from Zombino and the Skeletons.
Oh, really?
And they are going to be sending us their new album soon. So we will have some more Zombino and the Skeletons material in June. Possibly before, because I am also talking to them about maybe doing the last ever Dolly remixture before the summer break. So they might do my next cabaret show as well. But I've just heard from them this evening, so they're having a chat about it. So we'll see. That's quite exciting. This week, I'm in a place called High Barn on Thursday, which is near to Harlow. Friday, I'm in Aylesbury, but again, I can't remember the name of the place. Saturday, I'm in Bournemouth, but it's the gig I'm doing, it's kind of a nightclub Stags and Hens show. I think it's all by advance ticket. I don't know whether you'll be able to go to it. And on Thursday as well, I will, of course, be voting. That's about it for me this week, I think, really. Have you... Are you up to anything?
No, I don't think so. We had a gig planned last night at the Diamond in Sutton.
All right.
I don't know. We had, well, Carl is ill, so I don't know if it's going to be postponed until this weekend or not. So the possibility we might be doing something Sunday, but nothing definite. But apart from that, no, nothing really.
Well, I hope she gets well soon.
Yeah, hope so.
Right. Well, I've been threatening this, Tony.
Have you? Oh, yeah.
Rat Monkey. She's a pretty girl. No
she got a pout. And now she's got a face like a fucking trout.
Drumlet, drumlet.
Think she gets it.
Drumlet, drumlet.
She regrets it.
Drumlet, drumlet.
Think she gets it.
Drumlet, drumlet.
She wanted it all.
Drumlet, drumlet.
Think she gets it.
Drumlet, drumlet.
She regrets it.
Drumlet, drumlet.
Think she gets it.
Drumlet, drumlet.
She wanted it all.
Rat Monkey, Tony, from their album. Now, what have I just done with that? It's from the split album with Wasted Life, is what I meant to say there. Yeah, there's eight Rat Monkey tracks on here, and that one was Trout Lips, which is, again, it's some great songs this week, some great titles, some great bands. Very, very punk rock, I'm sure you will agree, having not really played a lot of punk in the last month or so. So it's a, some would call this a return to form.
Cool. That's good.
I don't call it a return to form. I just think this is how it's worked out. Next week, we won't be playing any punk rock at all. Because we've got a different label we're doing next week. See, I've got it all worked out. Now, I understand, Tony. Oh, sorry, what is Rat Monkey's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rat Monkey.
No, MySpace.com/Rat Monkey 3, the number 3. Probably be the internet 5, Tony 2. This is a good one for me this week. I'm loving this. Now, you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, have you got a rather personal twat?
I do. Because no one's emailed me. So I've had no twats and nominations this past couple of weeks, so it has now officially run dry. So please do email me. If you do have a twat to nominate, email me tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Please do email me. Every twat appreciated. Thank you very much. But fortunately, I've got my own to read out. So, last week, about Thursday, I went to work. Working away, and the beautiful Stephanie phoned me up about 11:30 because she'd just gone to Tony Towers because we've moved. So Tony Towers has been renovated and we're going to rent it out to the highest bidder as soon as we've put in new marble flooring and etc. And she phoned me up, says, "Oh, this you've left this place a bit of a mess. It's like someone's been here." Or she said, "You know, I think someone's been here. There's a knife through the sofa, big knife through the sofa."
Oh, what?
Yeah, and there's one of the doors on the floor, and it's all a bit of a mess. But I'd been there the previous weekend because we're still packing stuff up, so things were a bit messy anyway. But then she realised the back door was been forced open. So it's definitely someone broke in there. But there wasn't a lot in the house anyway, fortunately. So but I had to phone the police and make my way back over to Kirkby. Waited for the police to get there, had a look around. Only thing I really noticed that I'd forgotten about a cash tin with about 150 quid worth of cash in it, which is the alcohol band fund that we just bought. Any kind of time we got money from a gig or anything, we chucked it in a tin. That was gone, and my £1.50 worth of two pences, and a few bits and pieces, the Virgin TV box, the Virgin modem, things like that. But it wasn't anything else really of any great deal to detail, any value rather. They left my guitars, they left my amps. There's a few things they'd piled up in a corner, like mini disc players and an internet router. They didn't take that, and they'd left a Hoover. Not ours. They'd brought with them a Hoover and this big yellow bucket full of plumbing stuff and washing window cleaning things.
What?
And they'd left it there.
What?
Next to the back door. So obviously I was concerned that if they'd left something that they'd come back. So the police came straight out, quite good really, and the crime scene people got there the same day and took lots of fingerprints, got some prints, hopefully not ours. And then I had to go for the insurance people and get the back door boarded up because it was open, and nightmare day. But luckily, because we've moved out, if it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, it would have been a damn sight worse. And they didn't smash anything apart from the door. They didn't like kick anything or vandalise anything apart from putting the knife through the sofa.
What's the point of doing
that? I don't know. This is just like very strange.
It's just beggar's belief, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, pain in the arse, but we're counting ourselves a little bit lucky. Yeah, just scum, really.
Pond life.
But,
I think they'll get knocked down by a really dirty bus.
Yeah. A bit dirty one, yeah.
Yeah, I think you get knocked down by a dirty bus. Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Tony. It's horrible. I remember we got burgled years ago, and it just... You do feel a bit violated, don't you? But you also just think, you absolute scum. You've just got no respect for anyone or anything. You just think you can have something, so you go and get it.
Yeah.
And it's, I just find it so... Oh, well, I've got right on my high horse here.
Yeah. But it's ideal anyway. He's a twat. So, because they are.
Well, quite true, yeah.
So, you ready?
Yep.
So, well, the dirty scumbags from Kirkby and Ashfield
is a twat.
Think of it.
And I hope they get knocked down by a dirty bus.
Big dirty bus.
A big dirty bus. How do you get knocked down by a great big dirty bus driven by a giant homosexual undertone?
And then buggered by one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With their massive Irish cock. Yeah, let's see if we can't break your back door in as well.
Eye for an eye.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, hey, they stabbed your brown sofa.
Exactly.
Turns out it was all right. The last track this week, unless you have anything else to mention.
No, that's it.
The last track this week, Tony, is from Punker Pages. Thank you so much. I will just... basically, Punker Pages is a directory that comes out twice a year. If you would like to be in it, get in touch with them. The only requirement is that you make some contribution somehow to the punk scene, or you do something that punk people might be interested in. If you do, then you can go in the directory, which is Punker Pages. It's absolutely brilliant. It's a fabulous resource of all things punk that I'm very, very pleased to have, because it's a good reference for me, really. It's because it's got all the fanzines in it as well, you know. And bloody hell, there's a lot of fanzines. Yeah, it's just I'm just really pleased, and I'm very flattered that we're in there. So, but for the next issue, I will make sure that they have correct information about us. Because quite clearly, I'd sent them the wrong stuff about 2 years ago. Last track this week, sent via Punker Pages. This again is a split CD. One half of it is an artist from the West Midlands called Dick Guru, who is, let's say, it's interesting acoustic punk with swear words that I suspect... Graham might be interested in.
Okay.
I may send him an MP3 if I ever get around to do anything. Oh, Graham, I'm so sorry, I'll never get around. But the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast might be interested in that. And the other half of it is a band called None of Your Fucking Business.
Nice.
The album, their half of the album is called Get Pissed, Die Trying. The title of this track's fantastic, but it's actually misplaced on the CD. They've got it in the wrong order. I thought I was listening to Prozzy Crazy, but I wasn't. I was listening to this one, so good job I checked. What do I know is, Tony, what is None of Your Fucking Business's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ None of Your Fucking Business?
No.
Oh.
MySpace.com/ None of Your Fucking Business UK.
Right.
Bally B and the Internet 6. Tony 2. And do you know what, Tony?
What's that?
I saw your dad in a porno.
Horny. All I got was this awesome story. I'm gonna turn it on.
thank you all ever so much for listening this week to what has been a Punky Radio Punker Pages special. We do go out on three internet radio stations. They are, Tony?
Pussyskunk.com, wikiradio.org, and Roach Radio, which we think you can still find on MySpace, myspace.com/roachradio, but they're on Facebook now, so probably just search for Roach Radio.
Yeah, and thank you very much to those three. You've done such a great job for us, and you've really helped us out, and you've been very keen to keep us honest, but it's just been really, really nice. Please do review us at iTunes. We ask every week. How do they do that, Tom?
Easiest way, you go to punkyradio.com, and on the left is an iTunes link. You hit that, you'll be taken to the music store where you can log in and review us. 5 stars only, and we will read out your reviews. I read the US, Paul reads the UK.
And I will be voting on Podcast Alley this week. I suggest you do the same. Again, it's on the website, isn't it? You
yeah.
just go to punkyradio.com, hit the vote link, and it doesn't take long, and you do us a favour. I might see some of you, I suppose, on my journeys around the country this week. I don't know. Oh, I've got a bit confused. Please, if you are a burglar in the Kirkby and Ashfield there, please make sure that you get yourself run over by a big, dirty bus this week, you low-life, pond-life scum rats. Tony, I hope you don't have any more incidents like that and everything goes a bit smoother from now on.
Hopefully, yeah. Can't get much worse.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Abug, abug.